going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today is Monday. Do you know what Monday means? Today is Momentum Monday. That's right, baby, Momentum Monday. And we're going to be covering trending events, news, and bringing you an inspiring message to build momentum for the week ahead. And you know, we can't even really get the show rolling until we bring out our co-host. Come on out here, Producer Britt. Come on, come on, come on.
Hey.
Let's go. What's up, Producer Britt? How we feeling?
What's up? Happy Monday. Happy Momentum Monday, everyone. Happy Black History Month. How you doing?
Hey, we good. We good. We rolling. Right. Speaking of it, still being Black History Month.
Okay. Right,
and I'm grateful I got on this iron shirt, this press shirt, and you know, there's only one woman that I can thank for that, and that's Sarah Boone. Sarah Boone was the one who is credited, right? She's credited in being awarded the patent for improving the ironing board to make sure we ain't walking around here wrinkled, crinkled, crusty, and dusty.
Okay.
Sarah Boone.
Shut up. All right.
Who you got for producer, Britt? What you got?
Well, this
for
was the ironing board. This was the ironing board, right? This is what it looked like.
That's it right there. You know, hey, it gets the job done.
You know, after a certain time, after like a certain period of my life, like I don't iron everything. Just to, you know, just throw that out there.
That's true.
Okay. So, my Black History fact today is that Huey P. Newton, was born February 17th, 1942. So who is, Huey P. Newton? Huey P. Newton is the co-founder of the Black Panther Party, was born in Monroe, Louisiana, and grew up in Oakland, California before attending Merritt College, where he played a role in getting the first African-American course added to the school's curriculum. So after he got the course added to the curriculum, according to the National Archives. And then in 1966, Newton and Bobby Seals founded the Black Panther Party, which was an organization that helped defend the lives of Black people in the United States. So, Black Power, happy Black History Month, and happy birthday!
Happy Black History Month, man. I had no idea he was from Monroe, Louisiana, because you know that's I got family up there.
Right?
Yeah, that's crazy. Right. Never had an idea.
Yes.
Never had a clue.
Okay, right. So we're about to get into what I saw scrolling. So, with that being said. Did you watch All-Star Weekend? Did you watch anything All-Star?
Producer Britt, All-Star Weekend was crazy. You know, I was sitting there watching dunk contest. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't get to watch the dunk contest. Like, what'd you think about it?
Producer Britt. Okay, so, just with the layout of it, you know, they had a couple of guys out there, and then, you know, they did Vince Carter before, and it was kind of like paying homage to him and all this other stuff. But that man right there on the screen, that when I say that boy was flying, that boy was flying. The dunks he did, he made him look so effortless, but the fact that he was 6'2", and then you saw it slow down, you're like, oh, wow. Like he really freaked that thing.
It killed it.
That's all I got to say. Killed it.
Well, according to the NBA, this post that they made was that the NBA All-Star 2025 delivered a social media engagement for Friday and Saturday night with 1 billion views, up 17% and growing across all league social media accounts. So the 1 billion views does not include additional engagement across non-league accounts. So when I first saw this, I did think that it was, you know, I was like, dang, they got 1 billion views, like ratings, but no, just on social media. But kudos to them because they've been struggling, you know, with viewership and everything. So kudos to the 1 billion. How was the here, comic
here,
right here? Oh, go ahead.
But here's my thing though. Matt McClung, he's in the G League. He's in the G League. I feel like they had to put in a call to him because he won. This was the third year straight this man won the dunk contest. It's like they had to put in a favor and call him and say, we need you to come back. And he was out there doing the dunks, making it look, producer Britt, he made it look easy. Every dunk, he landed the first try out the gate. The boy said, pull the Kia out. The boy jumped over the car.
I mean, you know, Blake Griffin did that too, but, you know.
Blake Griffin is 6'10". This boy jumped over the car and he's 6'2".
Okay.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It's crazy.
You got some hops. It's crazy. Okay, so we got our Nike CEO here, Elliott Hill, repping the women's signature shoes at the All-Star. So we all know that Sabrina and Aja Wilson just came out with their shoes. You can see the pink ones right there. And then you see the black ones right here. So the pink pair are the A1s, and the black pair are the Sabrina 2s. Ain't that funny? Like, we could say Sabrina 2s and the A1s. You know what I'm saying? That's so cool. Yeah, so shout out to, you know, the girls getting their shoes. We love to see it.
Shout out to them. I'm just going to say this. It just makes best business sense. Like, let's be honest. She's the best player in the WNBA.
Period.
You better rep her. Like, you better rep her when they're bringing up. Come on, man. It's in your best interest. But anyway, shout out to them. Shout out to Sister Wilson. And Sabrina, you know, because they got it done getting the shoe. So kudos to them.
Did you watch the 3-point contest? I didn't catch that one.
I did watch the 3-point contest.
I
watched a good amount of the 3-point contest.
Uh-huh.
And who was that out there? Who was what's my man name from the Heat?
Tyler Hero.
Hero.
Mm-hmm.
That boy got out there and got hot.
Man,
got out there, got hot, and you could not, you couldn't tell him nothing. He was hitting the, he was money ball.
Uh huh.
Hey, it was enjoyable. I enjoyed watching it. I felt like a kid back in the day. Yeah.
Did you? Oh, okay. Now I'm moving on to Sunday. Did you watch the All-Star game? Did you catch any of that?
I did not. I was taking a good, healthy, holy nap.
All right. Amen to that. Have a good nap. Okay, so I'll take over here. So, you know, typical Steph Curry. We love Steph Curry. You know, all-star, champion, Hall of Famer, all that good stuff. So look at
4 points away. Harden to Curry. Curry. Oh, that's a bucket. And
a no-look.
That's a bucket.
It's a wrap. I love to see it. So I actually enjoyed the new format that they did. So they had four teams, what I told you about last week. They had the four teams.
Mm-hmm.
They had Chuck, they had Shaq, they had Kenny, and then they had Candace Parker. So you know, they had two rounds, those teams played each other, and then from there, those teams played each other, and then they go into the championship game. Speaking of the championship game, Steph Curry won the All-Star Game MVP. So, you know.
Steph Curry.
And I believe that Steph
Say that again. Run that back real quick. I couldn't hear you over the video. The video was drowning you out.
So Shaq, Steph Curry had all the OGs. So he had like KD on his
team. That's right.
He had Jason Tatum. He had Jaylen Brown. He had Dame on there. So he had all the OGs. And for a minute, you know, I believe the OGs played the Rising Stars, I think. And, you know, they were getting a little run for their money. So, yeah. It was cool.
Yeah, they got the fresh. They got the fresh legs. They got the fresh legs. That's how that works. Yeah.
So
yeah, they got fresh legs.
Mr. Beast, we don't know where this man came from. Mr. Beast, before I play the video again, Mr. Beast, he had a challenge, $100,000 challenge, and this fan, he beat Damian Lillard in the contest at the buzzer, and he won $100,000. So how cool is that?
That's, I mean, see stuff like this gets you views. That's probably why the NBA got with Mr. Beast. The NBA understands Mr. Beast is getting all the views on YouTube.
Right.
So how can we bring some of that over here?
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
That's, yeah, it does. Know,
especially with the Mr. Beast games on Amazon and them doing all that.
Man, I know. I haven't watched that show, but sometimes I feel like for the people that be going on the shows, be fighting for money like that, especially, I'm like, sometimes I don't like that. But yeah, cool for Mr. Beast. We still have to try the chocolate. The Mr. Beast chocolate.
Oh man, I don't even know where that candy bar is. Yeah, we're gonna do a
reaction.
Yeah,
I gotta buy another one because I ate the first one. So yeah, let's go.
Oh dang. Don't say if it was good or not. We'll say that.
I won't say anything.
Keeping
it sports related and keeping the momentum going here on Monday. We have the first Black snowboarder Zepp Powell to win the X Games at just the age of 20. So he is making history, redefining the sport, bringing diversity to the sport, and just encouraging and inspiring more Black snowboarders to get out there. Because, you know, it's Black History Month and we win everything.
Come on, Monday moment. That's the type of momentum we need on this Monday.
Exactly.
That's good stuff right there.
I know. I mean, you can catch me flipping and dipping on a snowboard, but kudos to Zepp. Zepp.
Kudos, yeah. Zepp. We like it.
Yeah.
We approve.
For sure. So, yeah, that's for sure. Okay, and my last story, just end us out here on a serious note. So, do you know about the real ID? Do you have your real ID yet?
I mean, I do. I pay through, you know, Department of Transportation in Texas, so it should be real.
Well, real ID doesn't mean real ID. It's a certain type of ID. So, the deadline to obtain a real ID is fastly approaching. The Department of Motor Vehicles in different states are reminding residents that if they plan to fly domestically or enter a secure facility after a certain date, their state-issued identification will need to be approved. By federal. Okay. Starting May 7th, 2025, domestic flyers will need to see that their ID is a real ID. So all of this is taking place because there is a Real ID Act of 2025, and that came after the 9/11 attack. And so all that stuff is finally being put in place. They've been pushing the deadline back further and further and further, but now they're ready, they're up to date. So make sure you go out there and get your real ID because it is real, okay? I have mine, and you know that it's a real ID because it's like a hologram, not a hologram, but it's like you'll see it in the corner. But it's very important if you're trying to fly, if you're trying to do anything, but get your real ID. And that is all I got, and that's what I saw scrolling. Back to you, Jonathan.
Man, that's good. That's good information, y'all. That's good information. You can't be playing in 2025. Got to get your real ID and make sure your credentials are taken care of so you can travel worry-free. We're getting ready to go on to a commercial break. Be sure that you hit that subscribe button if you have not done it just yet, and we're going to be right back with more Speak Your Success. Looking for an exciting workout that's not only fun, but makes you feel alive? It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece, that's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece. All right, all right, all right. We're back. And like I said before, today is Momentum Monday, Momentum Monday. And with it being Momentum Monday, I wanted to take a second and just share this brief message with you, right? Because where we are right now in 2025 and where we are just in the world, we have to identify when's the right time for us to pivot. Somebody might be like, John, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, pivot? We talking about pivoting in a relationship? We talking about pivoting in business? We talking about pivoting in life? Well, my friend, it can be all of them, honestly, or it can be one of them. However, for me, one of the pivots that I've had to make more so recently was having to make the decision that the way that I've been doing business and holding my community, my podcast community, the pivot looks like me now bringing that community to a close, right? And the reason why, or the way you know that it's time to pivot, there's three simple points that's really going to stick out and jump out to you to let you know that it's time for you to pivot, or if it's time for you to move around, right? The first one lets you know it's time to pivot if your passion is beginning to die down, right? This is a call that I've been on since 2022, right? So about 2 years plus, every Monday, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, hopping on this call, sharing podcast insight, sharing wisdom, answering questions. And I used to get fired up by that call, right? Looking at the people's faces and talking with them and helping them guide and be navigated through whatever podcast problems or business problems that they had. But then here lately, there's been a shift. And something's been just really tugging in my spirit like, John, it's time for something a little bit different. And this might be where you're at within your business. You had a passion and you were just driven by it. But then you started to think and you're like, that passion ain't as fresh as it was before, right? So that's the part. That's the first part. It's just when the passion begins to die. But then the second part is when you start to look around. And for me, it was seeing some of the people, right? I love these people dearly in this family and in this community. I love them. And before we get off the call every night, I pray with them, right? Because I really love these people and I care about people, period. But y'all, if you keep on showing up to a place to where you were bringing in new people, new blood, as they might call it, right? And then you're engaging with different people and they're asking different questions, that's going to fire you up. But if you get into the space to where it's constantly repetitive and it's the same people, we're looking at some of the same problems or the same challenges, and then we're not getting to a new space or to a new place, that might let you know that it might be time to pivot. For you, the people around you might be people that you're like, these people were wonderful for this season of my life, but now it's a new season. And now it's time for something to change, right? And then the last P that I want you to consider, and this one, this one you're gonna love. I know this one going. This one's you're gonna love. And as y'all are looking, just do me a favor and drop in the comments which P resonates with you the most in terms of knowing when to pivot, right? Has it been the people? Has it been the passion? And the last one is just where we've all heard it said before that if there's more month than money, right? Or at the end of the month, the ends couldn't meet. The last P is profit, where you understand and begin to identify that, well, hey, wait a minute. For my time, I could be generating XYZ. Or for my time, I could be doing, you know, whatever else. Maybe spending more time with family, maybe a significant other, maybe spending time doing something else that would generate more revenue. So that last P is going to be profit, right? Doing profit. So if the industry you're in or the area that you're at, if you once were generating a certain level of profit, but now you're at a space and a place to where you need to be able to generate more profit to continue to float your business, right? You need to be able to generate more profit to where now you can be able to pay more on the rent, right? Pay more on the mortgage, or even be able to do other things like better market your business and different things like that. That also is an area where now you can be challenged to where you need to consider, is it time for me to pivot in my business? Am I not being served in this relationship? Is it time for me to pivot there? or even is it time for me to pivot to a different place, right? So there we go, friends. I wanted to share that message with you on this moment of money. Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves.
All right, welcome back to Speak Your Success. Okay, Jonathan, before we were having our commercial break, you mentioned that there were three P's, okay? So can you touch base on those really quick?
Yeah, there's three P's that let you know when it's time to pivot. The passion has died down, right? You're not as fired up as you once were. The people that you were around, it might be just time to just shift environments and just, you know, some people were great for a certain season, but now it's time for you to shift and shake things up there. Or you're not bringing in them funds, producer Britt. You're not bringing in that bread. You need that profit, right?
Yeah,
so those are the three keys that lets us know when it's time for you to make a pivot.
All right. Thank you for that.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Sure. So next we're gonna get to Ask Jonathan.
Yeah, you know, this is my favorite segment. Okay,
this is
my favorite segment.
So these are random questions. I pull them out of a hat. I ask people, you know, I just get the questions. I write them down and we do our thing. Okay, first question. Is it necessary for you to go to the gym? And how often do you go to the gym?
Is it necessary for me to go to the gym? I need to. It's been a while since I have.
Okay.
So,
but, I mean, your father up too, Jonathan. So, I mean,
the second one's loading. The second, but here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Okay. Okay.
You know this because you're an athlete, like I'm an athlete, mm-hmm. and I just got to get going a couple days. I got to feel that sweat, and I'm gonna be right back in it. So okay. I just gotta get back to it.
Just gotta get back to it. Okay. Second question: do you have pets? Did you grow up with pets?
I had a dog. Oh. When I was younger, his name was Barkless, and okay. he ran away.
Oh.
So we never knew. We never heard him because he didn't bark. How are we going to hear him? He didn't bark. He just ran away. Or somebody stole him. I don't know. I was in Baton Rouge. Someone might have stolen him.
Y'all didn't try to look for him?
I mean, no. We did. I mean the type of neighborhood I stayed in, it was almost like a highway type street. So it wasn't like your regular neighborhood to where you can go door to door and it's like quiet. Nah, the street. Mm-hmm. Nah, it wasn't that type of situation. So, no.
Well, we all know I have a pet. This is my pet, Ozzy.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well played. Well played.
He was just right here on my lap. So I had to bring Ozzy in, you know. We love Ozzy.
That's the second co-host of the show. Yeah.
Right. He's gone. Okay. And my last question. Dr. Jones, when was the last time you cried?
Wow. When was the last time I cried? I'm a good crier for a movie. Like, I will cry in a good romance
movie. You will cry in a
good
romance
movie. Mention that. What else? Sometime it might be a good animated movie.
Really?
They'll get.
Are we talking Moana? Are we?
No. I didn't cry Moana, but what was that? The latest Eddie Murphy movie. It came out not this year, but like last year. The Christmas movie. Like they got me at the end of that.
Oh, I didn't watch that one, but I know what you're talking about. Yes.
It was good. That got me, and Jingle Jangle got me.
Jingle Jangle got me. Yeah.
Say.
Yeah, but you're a lover of The Notebook, correct?
Oh man, The Notebook is top five, and it's not number five.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the notebook. Ryan Gosling, mm-hmm. Gosling, that dude. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Ryan Gosling, that dude. So, yeah. Okay.
You like The Notebook?
Love The Notebook. It's not, you know, I wouldn't say she's in my top five, but yeah, I like.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You know. Yeah. Yeah. She's not my top five. There's better. There's some better ones out there. But yeah.
Okay, can you give us one then? Just give us one. Just give us one.
P.S. I Love You.
Is that the one when the guy had like a...
So that's when he died and then he wrote like all these letters and like set up things for his wife in the future or whatever. And so it was just, I mean, from start to finish, I don't understand. You just cry the whole entire movie. You're just crying the whole time. Yeah.
See, but
you've
look,
never seen that?
See, that's I feel like I have, but that's the type of thing that make you cry for real. Because somebody getting set up like that in a good way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I die and then it's like, oh, I open this letter and then, oh, there's this money, or oh, I open this and I find that you had me set up.
Prepaid for flowers for her birthday for the rest of, you know, I don't know, 10 years, or had birthday cakes delivered, or her friend, you know, like, oh my gosh, it was, yeah.
I'm getting the chill bumps right. That's different, right? That's different versus somebody, I'm crying because I got to start a GoFundMe because my significant other just, you know.
Right.
Well, go. That's different. That's a different type of tier.
They take 15% of your money, so. You know that, right?
That's if you raise all the money in the first place. You got to raise all the money first. Which
really?
Yeah, you got to raise all that money.
Goal is 10,000. I must raise 10,000, and then they strip me 15%.
I mean, we'd have to read the fine print on that to be 100% sure. But
okay.
GoFundMe,
we don't know. Okay, GoFundMe, we don't know y'all's policy.
Yeah, we don't know.
Just heard. Okay. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Speak Your Success.
Are you a new or budding entrepreneur looking to set your business up for success? Profit Mode is here to help you navigate your entrepreneurial journey with expert education and services. From tax planning and bookkeeping to selecting the right business structure, Profit Mode has you covered. They'll even educate you on how to properly set up your business for building credit, so you can grow with confidence. Profit Mode's mission is to provide you with the tools and guidance you need to establish a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're just getting started or you're ready to take the next step, we're here to support your goals. Let Profit Mode help you turn that entrepreneurial dream into a reality with the knowledge and services to back it up. Your success starts with the right foundation. Contact Profit Mode today to get started. All right, family. All right, successors. I hope you all enjoyed today's show, this Momentum Monday. And just like I shared before, based on where we're at right now, you just need to know when to pivot. My dad always says, go where you're celebrated and not where you're tolerated, and you'll always be appreciated. So how do we identify that? The first way is like this. We identify if our passion, the passion just fizzled out, right? Things have shifted. Things have changed. You're like, I don't know if I'm interested in this anymore. That might be your first clue. It's time for you to pivot, right? Then the second clue to let you know, if just like the people you're around. I once heard it said before, if you can't change who you're around, then change who you're around. So you need to just make the decision. Is it time for you to put yourself around different people that are energizing you and different people who are speaking highly of you and pulling you up, right? That's the second area to let us know, hey, it might be time to pivot. It might be time to do something different. And then the third thing is that profit, right? If we're not bringing in that bread, Fred, then it might be time to go ahead and get out of there, all right? Might be time to go ahead and get out of there. So friends, that's going to wrap us up for today, today's episode, which of course, this is February 17th, 2025. We had a great Momentum Monday today. Be sure to hit subscribe on the channel so that you won't miss tomorrow's Teach Me Tuesday, to where we're going to help you elevate your knowledge and we're going to take a deep dive into some game-changing strategies, business hacks, and personal growth tips. All right, friends, remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?